Highbridge Audio presents The Shawl and Rosa by Cynthia Ozick. Read for you by Yelena Schmulinson.
Stella. Cold, cold. The coldness of hell. How they walked on the roads together. Rosa with Magda curled up between sore breasts. Magda wound up in the shawl. Sometimes Stella carried Magda. But she was jealous of Magda. A thin girl of 14. Too small. With thin breasts of her own. Stella wanted to be wrapped in a shawl. Hidden away, asleep. Rocked by the march. A baby. A round infant in arms. Magda took Rosa's nipple, and Rosa never stopped walking, a walking cradle. There was not enough milk. Sometimes Magda sucked air. Then she screamed. Stella was ravenous. Her knees were tumors on sticks, her elbows chicken bones. Rosa did not feel hunger. She felt light. Not like someone walking, but like someone in a faint, in trance, arrested in a fit. Someone who is already a floating angel, alert and seeing everything, but in the air, not there, not touching the road. As if teetering on the tips of her fingernails, she looked into Magda's face through a gap in the shawl.